discerning, discipline, and a whole lot of ranting. This article is about becoming more discerning in the area of health and money, so you can have both in abundance. Giving you a food list looks like a great idea. But unless you can find the food items without all the preservatives, all the chemicals, everything can be bad for you. What do preservatives do? And, by the way, the amount they put on your food, raw ingredients, is growing in leaps and bounds. Almost as much as spam grows in my inbox. Laws do not curtail. Punishment is so rare that the billionaire food companies and the not-so-rich restaurants don't care. The chance to be reprimanded and punished is slight. In every area of life. We live at a time of anarchy of sorts. And unless you can protect yourself, the laws won't. I can't. Are the freshest looking foods making you sick? The food that you consider the healthiest are the worst for you? You worry about organic, but organically grown produce spoils faster. And as a result the stores use a whole lot more preservatives on them, making them toxic for human consumption. Organically grown also has less nutrients. I won't explain here why. But if you really want to know, just ask me, or ask Google. Anyway. One of my computers has Windows 10 on it. It won't allow me to set a lot of my preferences, including what should be my default browser. It insists on Edge. It also insists on showing me addictive news gossip. Finally this morning I found how to turn the gossipy stuff off, haven't figured out how to remove Edge as the default. Exploitation, misdirection, weakening your brain. Why don't I want to do anything with Microsoft? It seems that Microsoft is no longer in the software business, they are in the destroying your brain by pushing ads on you business. Amazon has joined the exploitative companies. It now will show sponsored items and very few if any of what you are searching for. Its website is also the slowest of nearly all websites. It is hard to believe that it offers other companies hosting, and they pay for that absolutely abominably unreliable service. Zoom. On Saturday it took me 50 minutes to be able to get on the Zoom call I paid for. On Sunday it only took me 35 minutes delay. On Monday I started an hour early, and was able to get on the call before it started. WTF? Back to that MSN spam gossip thingy, it seems that scaring people is good business. There are steady pieces there on what were the early warning signs of this or that cancer? Links. I am not saying it is not important, but exploiting fear is unethical. Let's say you have abdominal pain. You read that ad and go to your doctor. The doctor orders expensive tests, maybe even a biopsy. Tell someone biopsy and now they are sure they have it. And no matter what, the probability is 70% that their diagnosis will be a fabrication. Are they bad people? Yes. Do they say, better you than me? Yes. Do they care about your health or your money? Not at all. It is survival of the best liar. And that is not just the medial/industrial complex. It is everyone. I have spent now many hours on Zoom calls with an attendance of total of 1,500 people, all consider themselves experts, all want to learn how to teach you whatever they think they are an expert at. The overall truth value of their expertise is 7%. Their knowledge is based on untruth, or unethical stuff. They want to make a difference in the world. Their combined vibration is 100. The hallmark of I want to contribute person is that it is all about them. Not about the truth, not about the recipient, but about themselves. To prove that they are superior. To prove that they are special. And of course about the money. The leader, Danny Ani, had to change his tactic overnight. Instead of having a set price for a big training, he now offers it at pay what you can basis. It is one thing to think you can do anything, teach anyone, but the proof is in the pudding. You think you can do it without any training, without the skills. With free stuff. Or cheap stuff. Last night, after I finished my healing of my clients, I pondered about stuff. I saw that a healing unit, or a unit of healing takes me and the energy 2 to 3 minutes. So when I transmit the energy, I get 7 to 8 minutes of actual healing done. So my current clients got their healing at my regular coaching call rate, about $250 to $300 an hour. But it also means something else. I remember when Mr. T was offering healing. He charged $100 for a 3-minute session, or if you prepaid for a year, $50 per session. Judging from the effectiveness of the energy, that is $1,000 an hour rate, or $2,000 if you pay each time. But more importantly, there is no illness that can be effectively healed, or even done anything to in 3 minutes. I compared my effectiveness with the dude whose energy I asked Source to duplicate. I connected to him, and asked Source. He has the same kinds of results as I do. With one exception, he doesn't do the serious life-threatening illnesses I specialize in. Why? By the time those life-threatening illnesses are recognized, the energy is ineffective. And the dude is not an empath. He doesn't know what he is affecting, he doesn't connect to source or the client. So the scare tactics of the medical establishments work. A self-respecting healer won't take on someone who is already diagnosed by a doctor. Even though 70% of those are misdiagnosed. But just like with the Polish woman who went into chemotherapy, even though she didn't have what they said she had a health number of 7 when she started. She is really ill now. Anyway, believe what you like. But it will cost you. Last thing, why is it so hard? I mean, why is life so hard? And why is it so hard to see what is true and what is false? And being able to see bigger than your immediate interest? It is all due to Homo sapiens filtering everything through their minds. The mind that is very much like an AI, artificial intelligence. Not able to think, to discern, and to tell truth from falsehood. And that is where we all are. What everyone wants is a shortcut. What everyone wants is a shortcut to whatever is beyond that Homo sapiens level. And not wait until 8 billion people evolve. Likely that will never happen anyway. So me, as someone who managed to get beyond, it is my duty to teach shortcuts. Shortcuts that I know worked for me and for some other people. Some are teachable, most aren't. It is a question of your level of discipline. The reason something is not teachable, because to learn it you need unusual assiduity, toughness, and the discipline to choose what you want, instead of what you feel like, in the moment. Some have it, most don't. Just test it out. I bet even catching that you choose what you feel like, instead of what you ultimately want doesn't even show up on your radar screen. Let me know what you saw. In the comments, if you would. Please. Just so you know, my level of discipline, choosing what I ultimately want, and not what I feel like doing in the moment, is only 30%. Most of you are around 1%. Discipline is also a habit. And a skill. So you can develop it while in the skill building challenge. It's bigger than making a to-do list and actually do everything on it. It is a moment-to-moment awareness and choosing process, what foods to eat and when, directing your attention instead of having something or someone directing it, what you say, how you say it. And much, much more. To produce the results in a course that's a shortcut to evolution requires your discipline to be higher. At least a puny 3%. A 3% level of discipline takes you to it. Can you achieve it in 3 weeks practice? I don't think so. I am going to work on it. That will be my skill building challenge, and I'll see how well it is willing to move up. Get your skill level up. Money. P.S. One of the places where this lack of ability to discern, and this lack of ability to choose what you want instead of how you feel, is business. Or maybe we could even say, money. You want more life, so you want money. You see that without money you can't even live. But when it comes to doing what it takes, discerning and discipline, we see, again and again, and 99 times again out of 100 that you will do not what would make money, but what you feel like. You choose activities that don't make money. You choose skills, directions, products to create and sell that won't make money. You'll choose what you feel like, not what you want. And here you can see clearly that increasing your discipline is probably the most important thing you can do. And yes, you can do it on a project. And hit double whammy. But unless you increase your discipline, nothing else matters.